morning. We're here today on June 22nd, 2012 at 11:02 a.m. For the pre-hearing on OPA PA 12-011 in this procurement appeals case. We are on the 9th floor, OP Procurement Appeals, Hearing Room, G&E, Suite 907, Building. I am Delia Lujan Wolf, the hearing officer assigned to hear this appeal for this pre-hearing. Will the representatives from the Office of Public Accountability identify themselves for the record, please?
Guadalupe Marquez, Audit Supervisor.
Joy Bulato, Audit Staff.
Ashley Garland, Intern.
Will the representatives from the parties identify themselves, beginning with the appellant, and any institutional representatives for the record?
John Day, Pacific Data Systems.
John Mantinona, Pacific Data Systems.
Will the parties from the appellee identify themselves and any institutional representatives for the record?
Fred Vichichiro, Assistant Attorney General.
Ed Cruz, Bureau of Information Technology,
Governor Guam. Okay, will the any other interested parties please identify themselves for the record?
Vince Camacho, Carl Smith, on behalf of GTA.
So in this matter, it appears that we received the procurement record, the agency report, comments to the agency report, and a rebuttal to the comments on the agency report. Is there any possibility of settlement in this matter? Anyone could speak?
It appears not on this particular issue.
Okay. Are there any other issues or concerns regarding this appeal?
Yes, we know that GTA plus.
Thank you.
There's just a couple. One is that in the past, the firm of Lujan, Agee, and Harris has represented GTA Telegram before the PUC, so that's just for disclosure purposes at this time.
I'm sorry, wave hearing?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, but wave hearing?
Wave hearing, yes.
Wave hearing on that matter?
On this appeal.
Okay, I see. Do you want to comment on Mr. Camacho's disclosure?
The government's, I'm not sure of the exact involvement. I know Mr. Camacho has said he represented in the past in PUC, but because of the magnitude, we'll probably ask if an officer can be recused.
Okay. I will have to look into that, and I can't state anything addressing that disclosure at this time. Will you be putting your request in writing, Mr. Ishihara?
Probably, but maybe there's some questions you can ask. Were you involved with any of the cases with regard to GTA itself?
Like I said, I can't state anything at the moment.
Okay.
I believe, now that Mr. Camacho states that, I may have appeared somewhere with the PUC, but I don't have a great recollection of it.
Okay.
So at this time, I'm not able to make a full disclosure.
Okay.
We have to come back regarding that.
Okay. The other, are you answering?
Yes.
We had two issues that we wanted to bring forth. The first issue is with regard to there is an outstanding case, current case with which does, in our opinion, address the procurement of telecom services, and that's, let's see the case number, CV0647. I attached it to my rebuttal, and, you know, based on the rules, it looks like that the OPA should defer our jurisdiction until that matter is addressed. So that's one issue that I want to raise at this point. And the second issue was the fact that the government may be going for, and I'm just doing this more for notice purposes, with the substantial government interest, which basically is a procedure going forth, even though that there may be a protest and an appeal of awarding the contract. So I just want to give the parties notice. So the reason why is because that process may be going forth even while we're holding a hearing. There's certain procedures that need to go forth, but anybody being surprised if, while going in, we also are bringing other documents before the OPA, because as part of that procedure, the OPA also has to confirm or approve the process.
So it's your belief that the Superior Court case is somehow relevant to the appeal in this matter?
Right.
Okay. Would the appellant like to address that issue?
Yes. Regarding the pending Superior Court case, I believe that was brought up by GSA in their original filing. We also addressed it in our rebuttal. We see no direct correlation. Regarding the recusal of the hearing officer, PDS would, we're not aware of a specific conflict, but we would withhold comment until we can hear more about any potential activity that you might have had with GTA in the past. Obviously, if there is any significant activity, that would be a cause for concern. PDS would also like to, we've requested a hearing in the matter. It's in our comments. We've requested that GSA produce certain documents or be compelled to produce certain documents that are relative to this matter before the OPA, specifically the local procurement preference application form and any policy memos or other documentation that is germane to that, since we believe that has direct application in this appeal. And we'd like to either have, as you look at the hearing schedule, a time for discovery to where we could request those documents from the government. And one other thing in terms of implications regarding this appeal, there are other protests that are pending before the GSA on this procurement specifically that potentially would render this appeal moot. Perhaps the government could speak to the status of the decision. Those protests have been pending for more than 50 days, or almost 50 days, 7 weeks now, without a protest decision. So, if the government were to rule a certain way in those protests, then this appeal basically would be rendered moot. So, before we spend a lot of time and effort proceeding in this appeal, I think that's also an area that the OPA may want to look at in terms of getting a status from the government regarding the disposition of pending appeals that have been pending for quite some time before the GSA. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so at this time, because there's an issue raised regarding possible, or I guess it's not a possible, but there is an objection, an oral objection being made at this time to the hearing officer being able to preside over this. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so at this
time. And the reason why for the objection, so you know, is because we plan to move forward with a substantial government interest. And that would be going necessarily, at least in part, against some of GTA's. So that's what.
Okay, so Well, this is the first time that it's been raised, I believe.
Yes.
And so I will need to take a look at that issue. It could be that the time to make an objection has passed. I don't know the answer to that one. If it hasn't, then of course I'll have to review the rules to see how this issue is addressed. And if it hasn't passed, and if it is appropriate and required, then we would be providing to the parties and interested party the a disclosure of that of our firm's involvement with Teleguan related to the PUC appeal. And so either way, I would be issuing something addressing that oral objection. And I should be issuing it, I'll be issuing it within 5 working days. Don't see how we can move forward on other issues with me presiding as, or my office presiding as hearing officer until that has been addressed. The parties would agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And while we're here, though, I think the objection wouldn't affect the scheduling of this matter. I don't know if the parties just want to go forward and try to schedule a formal hearing on this.
If I may suggest that if you're going to do it within 5 working days, that maybe the 6 or 7 day we can come back with yourself or a new hearing officer. Mm-hmm. The only reason why, if it's a new hearing officer, that person may not have the days available.
Okay. That's what we can do then. I will submit written something in writing addressing the oral objection within 5 written days, and we can come back. Let's see. We can come back maybe 10 days thereafter. I mean, not 10 days thereafter, but 10 written days from now. Is that enough time for the parties, or do they want to come back earlier than that? So in other words, we come back 2 weeks from today. Is that okay?
Today is the 22nd. No, I'll be on leave that day, so actually that week, the 4th through the 8th, so if we could either let's see if it's before Tuesday, the 22nd.
How about July 10th?
July 10th is fine.
No objection.
Okay.
So this will be another status hearing regarding the disqualification issue, and if that's overcome, then and we'll see. We'll just take it from there, I guess. Okay.
Do you know what time?
How about 11 a.m. same time?
Okay, does anyone have any other issues or concerns that they want to state at this time before we adjourn this hearing?
Nothing from us.
Okay. From appellee or interested party?
No.
Okay, thank you. This hearing is adjourned at 11:16 a.m. Thank you.